The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A majority of Irish people under the age of 35, do you know what they aspire to be? They don't aspire to be kind of a great leader of men or to walk on the moon or to cure cancer. They aspire to be influencers. Well, Rob Kenny is an influencer and he's the founder of Rob Kenny PR as well. Rob, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
So this is, I know it's easy kind of to scoff, and I'm sure there will be people listening to this who'll scoff at the idea of being an influencer. It's a real job, isn't it?
Well, in terms of the money to be made, yes, it is a very real job.
How much money are we talking about here?
I mean, there's so many layers. I guess to give context, I'm a bit of a weird amalgamation because, yes, I am one. But then years ago, I set up my own PR agency, and 70% of paid influencer work goes through PR agencies. So when you're seeing an influencer booked by Boots or by Nike or by whoever it is, it's gone through, it's highly likely it's gone through their PR agency. So yes, I do have a very strong insight to the money to be made. Now, of course, that massively depends on who it is, like hugely. And only some brands can afford the 10K plus budgets. But like, sure, I organised a deal last week for 20K. Like, there's serious money in it.
Okay. And the money that's paid, I guess it depends then on how many followers people have as an influencer, is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit more nuanced than that.
Okay.
So there's a once-off brand collaboration. X influencer gets booked by X brand, has to do X social posts done. It gets more complicated if it's an ambassadorship, because that normally means
right.
Two rounds of press interviews. It's a whole bigger ball game. That's when fees get much bigger.
Yes. So
like it's complex, but I think general influencer marketing, you're talking just collabs, collabs, collabs. And they make most of their money off one-off collabs.
And is there a kind of a lifespan that most influencers go through then, that they kind of, there's a peak of fame and then they come down the other side and brands then are looking for what's the next hot thing?
100%. And actually COVID totally switched up the game. So there was all the usual influencers that everyone knows, your James Patrice's, Roz Purcell's, Holly Carpenter's, James Cavanagh's, right? All at the same events every week. Everyone knew each other. It was like this big social scene where just no one pays for anything. But then COVID happened,
yeah,
and welcomed the rise of the TikTok star, and the influencers didn't need to be from Dublin anymore. They're all over the country, and COVID really switched things up. Massive rise in TikTok stars. So it's an enormous pool now.
Okay.
To pull from.
And I mean, if you've got a gimmick as well, like, how much does that help? Say, you know, Kaylee Trapp and her kind of lip syncing, or is it Michael Garron? Is that his name? The Follow Me, I'm Delicious.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff.
Well,
whereas I'm thinking of someone like Holly, for example, Holly Carpenter, who in my mind, it'd be more kind of a, she doesn't seem to have a gimmick. Holly just has a kind of an appeal.
Holly kind of came from old school. She came from like Fame. It's slightly different, like a Vogue.
Yeah.
And we won't go down there. But like, yeah,
sure. She was not top model.
Exactly.
That, yeah.
But like, influencers are self-made. Celebrities are media-made, right? So there has to be a reason the influencer becomes super big. Are they hilarious? Is their style incredible? Do they do the most amazing fitness videos? Like, there's a reason they become huge. You have to genuinely be either really talented at something. Like, there has to be a reason you become huge.
Okay.
It doesn't just happen for Joe Bloggs.
So, like, for these like kind of youngsters who are saying, yeah, I want to be an influencer. I mean, that's easy to say.
Yeah.
It's a whole other thing to do it.
Yeah. And then, completely. And there's countless people out there, I'm sure, trying to do it.
Mm.
And it is, I don't have an exact stat, but one in many thousands that you break into that point of being able to make a living from it. And that's a whole other conversation, because you would be so shocked how many, yes, influencers out there, well-known influencers, who we would consider that to be their career, are struggling.
Really?
So it's not this money-making trick, like once you break in, you're loaded.
Yeah.
There are a select few influencers, genuinely, I could almost count on two hands, that are booked so consistently. Consistency, money isn't a worry.
Yeah.
Like, I won't name names, but there are the higher echelons who are booked, 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 brand, 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 right? And they're laughing all the way to the bank. I've seen what they make. But there are so many under them in the middle.
Yeah.
That are like terrified they have no booking next month.
Okay. And we probably see them on our screens doing these collabs and we think, oh, these people are rolling in it.
Yeah.
They are rolling in it.
I know. So many of them. And a few are honest about this. It's rare that they have gone to the most gorgeous PR event in the Merion and they just had Gibos and, you know, didn't pay. Yeah. They've luxury, 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 but they can't pay the rent.
Yes.
There's a huge juxtaposition there.
Okay.
With so many of them.
And it's not just about, like, in terms of getting to that point, it's not just about volume either. I'm always amazed by the amount of people who you can find online who are kind of constantly posting and have no following. You know, that you need to kind of, there needs to be quality.
There does. And it's really nice. And this happens all the time when you see someone, because when you work in PR like I do, you have to kind of be on the ball. Like the brands need you to tell them. You have to be really honest. And it's really nice when you see someone who started as a micro-influencer, like 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 followers, really going for it. Say, let's use comedy as an example.
Is that what you call a micro-influencer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. That's nuanced as well. Like a micro-influencer in the States, you know, their follower size would be huge here. But like,
yes.
Yeah, so a micro-influencer who keeps going. And then normally what happens is one of their videos goes viral.
Okay.
And then it's like, boom. But then again, TikTok changed so much there because it's really hard to grow on Instagram. Really hard.
Okay.
Whereas if a video goes viral on TikTok, someone can wake up with 500,000 followers.
Oh, really?
TikTok is totally different.
So you're
telling
me if I want to go from being a micro, I'm going to start introducing myself as a micro influencer. I'm going to insist, actually, it's my rider, like Taylor Swift's rider, if we're talking about it. I'm going to demand it, actually, on the show that I'm introduced as a micro influencer.
Micro influencer.
It's TikTok I need to be targeting. it is kind of an unusual world to a lot of people. I assume as well, like the brands, how conscious are the brands of the other content that an individual is posting? That it's kind of, it chimes with their values.
Oh, that's massive.
Okay.
So I had to submit about 40 influencers today I was suggesting to X brand, big brand, you know them well, client of ours. And they come back with feedback notes on each person.
Oh, right.
So like, can't work with them, they worked with blah. Their content is to X.
Okay.
Now, they come to us to suggest them. We're like, we give them the options, but then they obviously, the marketing team of X brand sieves through it. And there's all, but then we have to always pick someone who we think fits the brand. You know, so we're not sending a bunch of inappropriate people in the first place.
Listen, it's fascinating. I think lots of people find it fascinating listening because it's a world maybe they don't know about, particularly if they're in the 60% of under 35 who want to be an influencer. Rob Kenny, influencer, founder of Rob Kenny PR. Rob, pleasure. Thanks a million for coming into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.